Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has left them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that have not happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past nor in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for some free angel advice. So you can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we begin to take some of those calls, I'll say welcome to everyone again. Welcome to my regular listeners. Welcome to my new listeners as well. Now, just a reminder, if you'd like to be alerted to all scheduled Angel Healing House programs coming up, you can go to the Blog Talk Radio site and you can find my smiley little face, my smiley photo on Angel Healing House, and push the follow button underneath my photo. And if you've missed any of my shows with insightful messages and information on how to navigate these amazing times on planet Earth, all my shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio and can be listened to anytime you would like. My regular listeners know that I like to begin each show with about 5 to 10 minutes of introducing the topics of the day and then I'll start taking some of your phone calls. Now, I recognize that there is a 770, that number you were holding before dropped out and then have come back on, and the 702 number as well. Please do listen. It'll be about between maybe 5 minutes or so, and I will take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. So let's go to the topic today. Now, in last week's program, a listener asked me why she was feeling so blue. It was synchronistic, listeners, that she used the word blue because last Friday a blue moon occurred. Now, what is a blue moon? A blue moon occurs when there are two full moons in a month, and one of the moons appeared on August the 1st and the other one was on August 31st. Now, in this way, August was all about completion, completion of anything that was not in alignment with who we are. We are transitioning beyond drama, fear, compromise, and obligation in order for us to become who we authentically and divinely are. You know, listeners, when we no longer allow dishonoring people and situations in our lives, we can then open ourselves to live in integrity and wisdom. If I would choose one word to define this month of September, I would choose the word authenticity. This authenticity will shine a light on anything that is not in truth, and much of the world will be disclosed, not only in our personal lives, but globally as well. For you see, nothing can hide in these authentic higher energies. As things are disclosed, it would be most beneficial to release any attachment to any drama or fear and trust that you are safe and that everything that is happening is exactly as it's meant to right now. Trust that you are divine and that all is in divine order, and therefore you're always in the divine flow. You know, if you watch the unfolding events from a higher perspective within you, it will be much easier to hold a state of grace and a state of ease in your life. Now, some of us are feeling blue at the moment because in many cases, we've been very diligent and have cleared and cleansed our lives of dishonoring relationships and jobs and situations. And we now find ourselves in a bit of a state of limbo. We've released so much of the old programming and belief systems that we hardly recognize ourselves anymore. And having weathered many personal storms, we know we feel better for it. But at the same time, not much has been presented to us to show us direction towards the unfolding of our new lives. In this way, August certainly was a month that tested our patience and took a toll on our energies. Those of us that have held love and light for the planet, well, we might feel weary and exhausted as we wait for the new to arrive in our lives. In the tarot deck, the Nine of Wands shows a fighter who is battered and bruised, who is leaning on one of his wands. He also has weathered many battles to get to where he is now. And although he is leaning wearily on one of his wands, he is still standing. And I guess that's the whole point of this card. After all that we've been through over much of the past 10 years, we are all still standing. The card is saying, don't give up, listeners. Hang in there just a little longer and keep affirming your faith and trust and hope for the life that you know deep in your heart that you're meant to be living, the life that you so richly deserve. Now, along these lines, I recently received an email from a client that voiced this very concern, and quite frankly, it could most probably be the voice of so many others. This client, I'll call her G, wrote to me and said, thank you so much for your intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions. You finally gave me the courage to let go of so much that was dishonoring in my life as I was holding on to things that were no longer for my greatest well-being. Now, since we had our sessions, I'm now starting over with a clean slate. Yet now I look back over my life, and I'm very sad to think that I really haven't done anything of great consequence with my life. What can I do, Candy, to change these saddened feelings inside? Well, I wrote this client, I'll just call her G, and I shared with her that our lives are not about doing anything of great consequence, for this statement has more to do with ego and perception rather than the actual act itself. Each one of us is here to do small acts that, when done with the highest intent, can have miraculous consequences. With this said, we must remember to never underestimate the power of acts of courage or kindness and gentle, encouraging words to one another. Our greatest consequence to ourselves and to the planet is when we live our lives in true fulfillment and when we allow ourselves to be in true alignment with who we are. By putting our emphasis on doing great things, we forget that it's the little things that truly matter in life. By centering only on the big things, we so often forget of the immense effect that each of us has on one another. A smile, a gentle word of encouragement, a casual email telling someone how much your life has been blessed by having that person be a part of your life. All these things have not only great but enormous consequences. And even though you may not see the immediate results of something great, please, listeners, trust that what you are doing with joy and inspiration and love in your heart is serving the planet in miraculous ways that you could never imagine. This is because each and every one of us is a conduit of God's grace to work through in every single second. Every moment of our lives can be a defining moment, that is, if we allow it to be. If we allow ourselves to be all consumed with only doing great things, again, by whose definition is it great? We let the world define us. And when we allow the world to define us, we will feel separate and wonder who we are and why we are here. Yet if we define our lives by our deepest heartfelt values and intentions inside, we will find meaning for our lives. We will find love, fulfillment, and peace inside. But before I continue, with some ways that we can keep ourselves open to receive a life of fulfillment, let me go to the phone lines and take some of your calls. 770, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is Julie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What is your name?
Julie.
Julie. Julie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
I'm sorry, it's a very scratchy line here. Can you speak up, please?
It's Atlanta.
Oh, the line keeps dropping out, Julie.
Okay. Should I just call back in?
Maybe. Okay. I know you called in the first time and then clicked off and then you came back
right.
Again. Let's see if I can't get your question. What's your question?
Well, just kind of a correct path to go down work-wise, job-wise.
Okay. Okay, you want to ask a question about your job. I'm not getting each one of your words, but it seems like you want to ask a career question of the Posse of Angels.
Exactly. Like a job path.
Okay, all right, let's see what we can find here. The first thing that Posse of Angels are asking you is, do you love what you're doing, Julie?
Not really, no.
Okay, not really is no. We
True.
Can't do, okay, the Posse of Angels are saying, pleased to tell you, we can't do anything anymore that is not in 100% alignment with our joy, our bliss, and our creativity. So if you were to write down some words about what you want your job to fulfill inside of you, it has to fulfill in these higher dimensions. It has to fulfill bliss, joy, and creativity, and fulfillment. And that's what today's program is about, fulfilling Julie. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, most people do jobs for money. But the universe doesn't understand money. They don't understand time, and they don't understand money because they're not in this physical reality, which so far has been lower dimensional and has been governed by time. And we've been programmed to think that we need money in order to do things. Okay, so They want you to start thinking, Julie, about what is most fulfilling for you. What would you love doing?
Something.
In what area?
Well, that's really what I'm not sure of. I mean, something that's truly helpful, but I think that's where my confusion is because I'm just really not sure. Just something that, you know, is helpful, that is meaningful. I'm just not exactly sure what that is.
The reason you're not sure about it being meaningful or helpful is because you're putting others in front of you. You're thinking that it has to be meaningful or helpful for somebody else.
Okay.
The posse of angels are saying, Julie, make yourself the priority.
Okay.
If it serves you, it serves everybody else. And that's the way the planet always was meant to work. Each and every one of us is divine. We come in with certain gifts and talents and abilities. And the more we allow ourselves to do that, the more we radiate joy and this exquisite self-expression and this enthusiasm and this passion. And when we're doing it, there's no ands, ifs, or buts as to whether we should be doing this or not. And people take note of that radiance and that light when you're doing it. And that energy goes out and touches abundantly every other energy on the planet.
Awesome. Okay. That makes perfect sense. That sure does.
Okay. So the cards that have come up for you are, well, okay. The first card is the Wheel of Fortune card, and that's the universe trying to work with you. But you have stopped the universe dead in its tracks because you're putting other people in front of you. I have to make this meaningful for the world or for others. I have to be helpful. The way we serve humanity or we serve the planet is by serving ourselves. So I want you to start taking the mirror and turning the mirror back on yourself and saying, what would be fun for Julie?
Okay, that sounds great. That's a change I definitely need to make.
Okay, so the words that you have to hang on to so strongly now are fun, creativity, joy, and bliss. And then when you start thinking to yourself, what do I love to do? When I do it, I lose all track of time.
I do need to think of that. I do.
Okay. And this is difficult, especially if you're a woman and you're over the age of 45, because we were programmed to put ourselves last.
So true. That's so true.
I call ours the burnt chop generation. There were six people and there were, six lamb chops. This was before I stopped eating meat. And one was burnt. Who took the burnt chop? It's the mother.
That's so true. That's so true.
So we have to program ourselves that it's okay. You don't have to take the burnt chop all the time. I mean, if we're not balancing ourselves and giving to ourselves at least 50% of the time, then what's the point of being here? So
right.
you work with the universe. You work with that Wheel of Fortune, your destiny, your fame, your fortune card, and you allow the universe to, if you're excited about what you do, because what we can no longer separate what we do from who we are.
Okay.
And then have patience. And then have patience. The temperance card has come in for you. And then have patience as you keep making baby steps towards that which gives you absolute bliss and joy and abundance inside. Then you have the King of Wands. Because the King of Wands comes in when you become the authority of who you are, and then you're taking your creativity, your imagination, and your ideas out into the world, and you're actioning them.
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful for you, Julie.
No, it is. It's very helpful. That's exactly what I needed to hear. But no, it's been very helpful. I appreciate that.
And I would love to know where your journey takes you. You can send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Angel Healing House. All right, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay, look after yourself. Have a blessed day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And wasn't that call absolutely on the mark for us to receive fulfillment in our lives? We have to co-create with the universe. That Wheel of Fortune card is there for each and every one of us, but we can only action that and start it when we put our energies on our bliss, our joy, our creativity, and certainly our fun. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to 702. 702, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, who's on the line?
Todd.
Was that Scott?
Todd.
Can you spell that, please?
T-O-D-D.
T-O-D-D. All right. Do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Yeah, kind of along the lines of what the last caller was asking about career. In my opinion, I think I need a new career because I'm pretty fed up with mine. But I don't know if there's any changes I need to make in my life other than that.
Okay. All right. Let's see what you got to come in for. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Great cards. Great cards have come in for you. First of all, the Emperor's come in for you, and that card is always the Who's the Boss card for me. It seems that somewhere along the lines you have given your power away in your current career situation. You have to ask yourself, are you doing something specifically for the money? Are you letting your job disrespect and dishonor you in some way? Are the people you're working for, not honoring you? Are you not being remunerated for the time that you work, or you're not being valued for exactly what you do? So when you become fed up with your career, it's because you've been fed up with yourself in the choices that you've allowed yourself to make and what you have settled for. Okay, so you have to ask yourself, what have I settled for? And what if I allowed other people to become the boss of my life? And I speak from personal experience, when you allow other people to become the boss of your life, it ain't feeling good. Okay, so you want to rein your power back in and decide for yourself, A, do I want this in my current job position? If you don't want this, then it doesn't matter how much money you're making. It doesn't matter what the circumstances or the status or the ego or anything. It still will not feel good to you. And I've often said this expression, it's like being a little bit pregnant. You can't be a little bit pregnant. Either you are or you're not.
Yeah.
If you don't feel good in your job, quite frankly, God, it's going to affect every section of your life. And we can no longer compartmentalize our lives. So like I asked Julie, I'll ask you, what would you love to do that is fun, creative, brings you joy, and brings you bliss?
Well, I like to go fishing and hunting and all that type of stuff. That's kind of recreational, but, I like to deal with people and I like to help people. That's kind of why I took my current job. But like you said, it's real negative right now.
Okay. If it's really negative, then every time you step foot in there, you surround yourself with negative energy, and then you take on that negative energy. I bet you it feels really good to leave work and get back to your home or get back to your own environment or get out in nature, because nature dissipates that negative energy around us. So as far as the fishing and hunting goes, can you take people on expeditions, on tours, on you can do travel groups, you know, in which, you know, you get people together and then you go camping. Can you teach this to children? Can you get a job, something in like a forest ranger or something environmental to do with nature? There are a myriad of things. This is all to start thinking outside of the box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, those are just kind of ideas I've been kicking around, but with anything, you have to be able to support your family on the other hand, you know, so it's kind of tough.
I know, it is very tough when you're going into a moment, and it's not easy. So what I want you to do is, of course, keep your current job, but then start making steps to researching different things in which you can then make movement towards something which is more fun for you, which is more joyful and more creative to you. Another thing that I would suggest is that I just lost my train of thought. I was going to say, ask the angels for more clarity. Say, thank you for my new job coming to me. I don't even know what that looks like at this stage, but thank you for me working with like-minded people. Thank you for me working in beautiful energies, and let my eyes be open to the signs and the signals that you send me to give me clarity as how to step forward from here. And I can guarantee you, if you are in the present moment, then you will see very clearly a next piece of a puzzle that helps you step forward, and taking one step towards that which will be enriching to your heart, and taking a step away from that which is negativity. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, you look after yourself. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to another caller. And those two calls really had to do with doing those things or being in those areas, those jobs, or those things that we do that are really they're not nourishing and they're not nurturing for us. And if it's one thing that these energies on the planet are supporting, is us being nurtured and nourished. So let's go to the phone line to get the next caller, which is our 484 number. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who have I got on the line? Hello?
Hello. Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry.
You're welcome. Who is this?
This is Tonetta, and this is the first time I found your show.
Oh, how lovely. Tonetta, is it T-O-N-E-T-T-E?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And where are you calling from, Tonetta?
Philadelphia, P.A.
Philadelphia, P.A. Don't forget the P.A. Okay. What is your question today?
Okay. My question is, I would like to know, when do you see Danny taking me out on another date, like, you know, reconnecting with me? We had a falling out about 3 weeks ago, so he doesn't know. You know, I say to him, do you want to go out? And he said, I don't know. So I would like to know what you see here coming up.
Okay, the first thing, I don't even have to go to the cards. The first thing that intuitively came to me is, why would you want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you?
Well, I made some mistakes in the relationship, and I kind of ran it into a ditch.
Okay. We can't lead our lives by going forward with our lives by always turning to the past. So what you did in the past is past now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't even consider what has come before. Consider what is now. Okay. The only way that you can go forward is to decide whether this relationship is honoring or disrespectful to you. because it does take two to tango. Now, we all make choices. All we are is the sum total of our choices. And if you made a choice, it was not a mistake. It was you made that choice with the information that you had at that particular time. You know, we get that's why a lot of people say you get wiser as you get older. It's just that you've made so many mistakes, and we all have, that we learn from them. Or sometimes we don't learn from them, but a lot of times we learn from our mistakes and we stop doing them over and over and over again. But the whole point with this, Tonetta, is that why do you want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you? If I told you, okay, let's pull some cards here. If I told you that the universe, God and the angels, are just so hungry for you to step forward to a beautiful love, a love that is trustworthy and loyal and kind and gentle and makes you a priority and doesn't have to compromise who you are to be in this relationship. Would you stay with this relationship you're in now, or would you go to the other relationship?
I don't know, because, see, I've had abuse issues in the past. And I was abused as a kid and abused in other relationships. And I went after this guy because I know him since I was a child, and I decided to go after someone that was different, that wasn't a bad boy type of thing. And mm-hmm. So when I went after him, and he's treating me nice, taking me out to restaurants, taking me out to the movie, paying for everything and being very respectful, I couldn't handle it. I was like, what the heck? And,
absolutely.
You know, and I was like, you know, I started fighting with him. I'm like, is there something wrong with you? You know what? You're going to leave me, aren't you? You're going to leave me. I know what's you're going to do to me. I kept doing that and doing that and doing that until he finally said, I can't take this no more.
Okay. Well, what you actually set up was a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving.
Right.
And what you got was exactly what you set yourself up for.
Right. So now I don't know what to do to fix it, because not only did I lose someone that I really care about, but I've known them all my life. You know, this could have worked out to be a great situation, and now here I sit.
Okay, so going back to the past and keeping on reliving this is being reactive. And that reactive energy is not good for you, it's not good for him, it's not good for the planet, it's not good for anybody. But what you can do from this nanosecond forward is you can start saying, I am worthy. First of all, start off by saying, do you have a pen? You can write this down?
Okay, hold on. I'll get a pen and paper.
Okay. This is really important. This is important to all listeners who keep sabotaging themselves and going back to old programming and old belief systems.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, you say, I am a child of God, because that's who we are. I am divine. I am worthy. I am worthy, and I am deserving of a beautiful relationship. And
okay.
the most important relationship is the relationship that I have with myself.
Okay.
From now on, I'm going to be loving, trustworthy, loyal, gentle, kind, sweet. I'm only going to say nice things about myself. This is not selfish. This is not arrogant. This is because we are divine, and the more we recognize that we are divine, the more that we shine, the more that we are radiant, then the more that energy comes out of us and connects with like-minded reflections of ourselves. We actually draw those same things to ourselves.
Right.
So it would be most beneficial, Tonetta, to work on your relationship that you have with you. I'm worthy. I'm worthy of a beautiful relationship.
Right.
And the more that you can live that and take that down way deep inside your heart and know that and resonate with it in every fiber of who you are, then and only then will you draw to yourself, like a moth gets drawn to a flame, those men outside of yourself that are loyal, that are trustworthy, that make you a priority. You don't have to compromise yourself in any way, shape, or form to be with anybody else. And neither do they. It's a respectful and an honoring relationship. So let me
do you feel like Danny is going to give me another shot at this, or?
I don't want you to, the Posse of Angels are saying that it is actually deleterious. It is actually no good for you if you put any of your energies on what he's going to do. You can't control anything outside of yourself. The more that you can just keep saying to the angels, thank you for a blessed, beautiful relationship that is honoring and respectful and loyal and trusting. Don't put any of your energies on what move he's going to make next. That has nothing to do with you.
I know, but I want to make things right between me and him.
The way that you make things right between you is to make things right with Tonetta.
Okay.
And this is hard for those who have been abused, when they're so used to getting their identity outside of themselves through somebody else. You make yourself right with you, and then everything is right in the world. And it just works like that. Please put your energy on that instead of thinking what his next move is. You become the authority of who you are, and that's all you can control.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful for you, Tanetta. Take care.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines in just a few minutes, really just a few minutes. I'd just like to read some more of the topic on how we can receive a life of fulfillment by opening up to receive. So I still have 937 and 831. Please hang on the line just a few minutes more. So even though we are weary and exhausted, there are certain things that we all can do in order to keep yourself open to receive. Now, one of those things is keeping on affirming to the universe that of the life that you want and you desire in your heart, by renewing your faith and trust and hope for the life that you imagine, it keeps the doors of possibilities, of synchronicities and magic open for your heartfelt intentions to be fulfilled. But there's a second part to opening up to receive a life of fulfillment, and that part is making move towards that which you desire. For example, we may not have the money for a new car yet, but we can certainly go test drive a car of our dreams. Sitting in it, smelling the new car smell, and having that joyful experience speaks volumes to the universe. Now, another exercise which has been invaluable to my clients is actually thanking the universe for their new car, even before it manifests. By saying, thank you for my new car, this affirms to the universe that the car is already theirs. It just has not manifested on the earth plane as yet. And when God decides on the highest intent for the how and when of your new car happening for you, there'll be no ambiguity or compromises as to what manifests in your life. The more crystal clear and specific you can be with your intentions, and the better the universe can answer your prayers, but only when the timing is divine and only when your energies are open to receiving that blessing. You know, listeners, every time my faith and trust and hope is tested, I immediately start to thank God for exactly what my life looks like in that present moment. And in that way, I accept and bless exactly where I am, This immediately stops me from turning it over and over in my mind and giving any energy as to why or how it should have happened or could have worked out differently. This one act of being grateful and appreciative for exactly the way things are has such wonderful, abundant, open energies that it paves the way for new, open energies to come in. It may take some practice to be grateful for our lives when things are so far off, financially and emotionally, as to where we would like them to be, but the energetic rewards for doing this are enormous. Let's go to the phone lines now and take an 831 number. 831, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? 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 Oh, 831 just jumped off. Okay, let's go to 937. 937, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, my name is Sue. I'd like to know if you could see anything coming up for me for love life.
Okay, for your love life, there's Sue. Yes. Sue, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio. Never been to Ohio. What's the best thing about living in Ohio?
Oh, wow. Gosh. Well, the weather's very unpredictable. We have all kind of weather and stuff. I don't know. I just like it. I've lived here my whole life. I really haven't been anywhere else, so I have nothing to compare it to.
Well, when you said that the weather is unpredictable, you get to be surprised.
Yes.
And I guess a lot of people's lives, you know, they say are boring or routine or predictable. Well, Sue in Ohio gets to be surprised by the weather.
Yeah, we're surprised all the time. I mean, like this summer has been really, really, really hot. And, you know, they even predicted a bunch of rain for us, you know, because of all the flooding or, you know, the hurricane and stuff. And we got some, but we didn't get a whole lot, not compared to what they were saying.
Okay, well, let's take a look. You mentioned your love life. Let's take, what words would you use to describe your love life now?
Flirting, that's about it.
Okay,
the guys
I'm
are flirting with me as long as, you know, me do it back and forth. There's really no one really there.
Okay.
I have really good friends that are there, but as far as love, nothing.
Okay, all right. So there's a lot of dates, but there's not much commitment, would you say?
No dates. Just fun flirting. We go out as a group and stuff, but no dates. I haven't dated in quite a while.
Okay, let's look here. Okay. The angels are telling me about this. Okay. They want you to be more, they want you to own who you are. Okay, what do they mean by owning who you are? They want you to get a piece of paper, just like Tonetta, and they want you to write down, I am magnificent.
Okay.
When you write down, I am magnificent, how does that make you feel?
Powerful. Gee, that's something that I've never thought of.
Okay. All right. Now, just because you've never thought of that doesn't mean that it's not hidden inside of you. I am magnificent. Okay. You can write down Sue is magnificent. You can write down I am powerful.
Powerful. Okay.
I am worthy and deserving of a heavenly relationship.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Okay. Now, as I'm saying these things and saying the messages that the Posse of Angels are giving me, how does that make you feel?
Oh, gosh. Just excited that... You know, I guess I've never looked at myself that way. I mean, I just go on my everyday routine and do everything, and I don't look at myself in any certain way. So,
okay.
Wow.
What the Posse of Angels is starting to get you to do is to open your eyes to how divine and extraordinary you are. Write down, I am extraordinary.
Okay. That one.
Okay. Now, this is all making you feel excited. Suddenly, you're putting your focus and your attention and your energy, Sue, on what you know. The reason you're feeling excited is what you know to be true in your heart. Okay, write this down. I am limitless. I am limitless and boundless as to what I can have in my life.
Limitless and boundless. Wow. Okay.
What I can have in my life.
Now,
they want you to sit at least 15, 20 minutes every single day, and with your eyes opened or your eyes closed, they want you to say these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. That when you say them, each one, linger on it for a while and feel what that feels like in your heart to truly believe with all your faith and your hope and your trust that you are these things.
Wow.
Okay. Now, they want you to take it a step further. Then they want you to write down, thank you for my heavenly relationship. You have this, I've got to tell you, Sue, each and every one of us on this universe is a spiritual being playing the human game. And each of us is, if we desire it, can have a heavenly relationship. If it hasn't appeared on the physical plane yet, it's because your energy is not in direct resonance and alignment with that energy of a heavenly relationship. So by saying those five things, you're raising your energies to feel that magnificent, I am loving, I am whatever it is you want to put in that I am. And then you say, thank you for my heavenly relationship, because you're affirming to the universe that it's out there somewhere. You just haven't had that same vibrational frequency inside of you to have it energetically show up in front of you.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, thank you for my... Okay, you can then take this wherever you want to go. Thank you for my heavenly relationship. Thank you for my honoring, respectful, kind, sweet, gentle, wonderful, whatever you want to say
okay.
Thank you for... It's like thanking God and the angels for your blessings, and going
right.
one step further, Sue, and saying, thank you for my blessings, and thank you for those blessings that I have yet to receive.
Okay.
Because we are divine, we are all children of God, and we are all abundant. You've got such beautiful cards here. The High Priestess comes in when we know that we're divine, we know who we spiritually are, and we put our focus and attention on that. The Pentacles is about giving back our abundance, having gained and grabbed onto that knowingness inside of us that we're divine, and then that Six of Pentacles is being able to then give it to others, but you can't give to others what you haven't given to yourself first. And then
right.
The Two of Cups is a partnership card, and it shows two lovers embracing with an angel above them. How beautiful is that?
Oh, wow. That is neat. See, I'm so giving to everyone else, but, I never thought about it. I don't give to myself. I don't think of myself as any of this. So this is powerful. Yes.
This is a changing day for Sue, because
yes.
you're going to You're going to see yourself in a whole different life. And the posse of angels are saying, by changing your whole perception and turning the mirror back onto yourself, you're going to start to change your reality. And I can guarantee you, Sue, that when you do this,
mm-hmm.
and you won't have to wait a very long time to see more and a more honoring, respectful, loving, magnificent, powerful, extraordinary reality start to manifest for you.
Wow. Oh, fantastic. I will have to watch for your show and put it on follow so that I can call you up and say, guess what?
I'd love to hear from you again. And not only that, I'd love for you to send me an email and tell me how your journey unfolds. My email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ angelhealinghouse, and that's all one word, .com.
Angel Healing House.
Yes.
Okay, I got that wrote down too, .com.
Okay, my new Ohio
so
friend,
much.
You go out there and be all of those. You know what, you don't even have to try to be any of those things. You just have to open up to that faith and that deep knowing in the very core of who you are, that you are magnificent and you are powerful.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much. This just made my day. So I will give you, I'll be giving you a call back or an email and let you know.
Thank you so much, Sue. Have an absolutely blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. And that goes for each and every one of us, including me, that we are magnificent. We are powerful. We are worthy. We are deserving. Oh, all of heavenly relationships. We are extraordinary. We are limitless and we are boundless, as with every word, everything we think, and every feeling in our heart, we are co-creating with the divine. That's because we are divine. And the more that we thank that divine co-creator that we have in our lives for those beautiful things that we know in our hearts to be true, we open and we keep opening ourselves to receive a fulfilling life. Now, another way to keep yourself open to receiving your fulfilling life is to stop comparing yourself with anyone else. Now, so often, what we want for our lives is very different to the life that others would like for us. Now, unfortunately, in our world, listeners, many people have put a great deal of emphasis on comparing and measuring themselves as if they were in competition with others. And when we put ourselves in competition with others, we keep ourselves tethered to duality and judgment as to who is better than another. Now, for the most part, most of the world has constantly assessed people as to whether they've achieved greatness through levels of wealth and status and credentials and acquisition of material things. By buying into these comparisons, we begin to feel less than and unworthy, and we lose sight of how truly precious and special and unique each one of us is. And from an energetic point of view, nothing closes us down faster to receiving and manifesting new doors opening for us than when we compare our lives with others and we judge ourselves by our current situation. By choosing to expend any energy on doing this, we negate the fact that we are limitless and boundless, multidimensional beings, and we can co-create with God whatever we choose. If we are not where we want to be financially, or we are unemployed or have not found a cherished love, one may begin to doubt themselves and feel disheartened on being able to create and manifest anything. In these cases, it's very important to remember that our lives are merely the sum total of our choices. Your current situation only manifested as a result of the energetic choices of either fulfillment and joy or lack that you made previously with your thoughts, your words, your feelings in your heart that you chose to focus on. Now, knowing that each one of us co-creates our own realities, you can acknowledge and take responsibility for what you've manifested in your reality up to this point, and then make a conscious choice to change your energies of compromise and lack to energies of empowerment, abundance, fulfillment, joy, and peace. And while in many cases your life will not change immediately, it's important to note that your current situation was created by the energies you chose over a length of time. Even after 10 years as a full-time healing practitioner, you know what, listeners, it never ceases to amaze me that when my clients begin to adopt a whole different perspective and way to be proactive instead of reactive with their energies, that in a short space of time, their realities begin to positively reflect that change on the outside. Now, one of the greatest things that can help us to open to receive is to be vulnerable and ask for help, especially when our intuition is speaking loudly to us. In many cases, there's so much dishonor, and if there's so much dishonor in our lives, it's difficult to know where to start. So, by asking God and the angels for help, we immediately start to feel lighter and unburdened. And you can state aloud, "Thank you for hearing my prayers and the intentions in my heart, knowing that I am limitless and I am boundless and that I have the ability to co-create with you, God. I'm asking you to send me clear signs and the people, the connections, and opportunities that can help me with this current situation of mine. And please, God, let my eyes be open in the present moment to see your blessings and grace working beautifully in my life. Thank you." Once we put our emphasis and focus on being aware of the help we asked for manifesting on our lives, it's remarkable on what we are able to perceive and then act upon with our changed attitude and perception. Now, personally, the number one thing that has been paramount of importance in my life to receive and love myself enough is to allow myself to dream big. After a lifetime of fulfilling everyone else's agenda as to what my life needed to look like, I took a good look at my life and I saw how that was working for me. And this was 10 years ago in 1998, actually more than 10 years ago. I was anorexic, I was suicidal, I was deeply depressed, and I decided that my first obligation was to my health and to my well-being. As a result of this number one thing, I became healthy again, maintained a normal weight, and I allowed myself to emotionally nourish who I was. The more I allowed myself to listen to my authentic heart, I opened up to receive the life of my dreams. If you are dreaming big, has all to do with listening, listening to your heart. The more that you keep stepping forward to the truth and beat the drum of your own heart, the more you open to receive fulfillment, and the more the world can keep opening up to give you what you so long for at your deepest core within who you are. And with about 2 minutes to go, that just about wraps up the show today. So I'd like to thank all of my callers who called in. Thank you to my listeners. Bless you all. And I would like to tell you that Angel Healing House will be back on the air next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining newsletter, you can send me an email to Angel Candy, updates and my messages from the Posse of Angels. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealing.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, either in person or nationally and internationally, as I use distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call me on 831-277-3716 or email me again at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, beautiful listeners, allow your radiant light to shine and to go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Have an absolutely extraordinary, amazing week. Take care. Bye. Mm-hmm.